Dare be misled. I will make up for this time. You're going to get an hour and a half sermon one of these days, whether you like it or not. Since this is a Thanksgiving service, let me tell you a quick Thanksgiving story. Back when I was a kid, we always had all the family over on Thanksgiving Day. You know, my mom, dad, all my brothers. I had one new sister-in-law at this particular time. The aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, the whole crowd. And my mom would spend a couple of days getting ready for that, cooking everything imaginable for Thanksgiving, everything you could possibly imagine. All the turkey and the ham and the fixings and the bread and the desserts, everything. And she would make this one particular dish, a side dish, that I always told her I could only describe it as smelling like dirty socks when she cooked it. It was this little thing about an inch and a half, 2 inches round. It looked like a miniature head of cabbage, and it stunk. And I could not stand it. It's called Brussels sprouts. You may like Brussels sprouts. I hate Brussels sprouts. I got an amen. On this particular Thanksgiving day, all the family was there. I was probably 8, 9 years old. My mom came to me and said, "Would you like to be the one to say grace today?" You know, I had prayed with my mom a lot. My mom was really good about praying with me every night. And she's the one that taught me how to pray. And I was a little apprehensive about that. I was 8 or 9 years old. I had never prayed in front of a group of people out loud. So I was a little apprehensive. And she just said, "Well, just be thankful. Just say thank you to God for things." And okay, I think I can do that. So we all held hands. I was holding my mom's hand right here. And she kind of squeezed my hand. "Okay, get started." So I said, "God," and here I went. "Thank you for Dad. Thank you for Mom. Thank you for my brothers. I named them by name. Thank you for my new sister-in-law. Thank you for Uncle whoever and Aunt whoever and the other uncle and the other aunt and the other uncle and the other aunt. Thank you for my cousin you-know-who and my other cousin. Thank you for the nieces and nephews." I thank God for every human being in the building. Then I moved on to the food. "Thank you, God, for the turkey. Thank you for the dressing. Thank you for the gravy. Thank you for the ham. Thank you for the biscuits. Thank you for the green beans. Thank you for the coleslaw. Thank you for that dish over there that's, I'm not sure really what it is, but it looks okay. Thank you for all this stuff, God." And I just said, "Thank you for all this stuff." Then I went silent. And I was holding my mom's hand, and she kind of squeezed my hand like, "You know, you need to wrap this up. Say amen." And so she was squeezing my hand, and I said, "Amen." We went and ate. A little while later, my mom came to me and she said, "Why did you stop talking? Why did you just go silent?" I said, "I knew I should have said thank you for the Brussels sprouts, but God would have known I was lying." We need to be thankful for everything. And we have a lot to be thankful for, but we need to be thankful even for the Brussels sprouts. You know, sometimes life can give us a whole plate full of them. Sometimes life can just kind of dump this pile of Brussels sprouts on us, and we think, "How in the world am I going to deal with this?" But we need to find a way to find some thankfulness, even in those times when we don't understand. Because what I've learned is that God even uses the tough times sometimes to bring us back to faith and to bring us back to thankfulness. You know, we have so much, let's face it, we do. You can have anything you want anytime you want. You know, the fast cash, quick grits, you know, instant whatever. You know, we live in that side of society. You can have anything you want anytime. So sometimes we lose sight of thankfulness because we have so much abundance. Sometimes you have to have need in order to understand thankfulness. Sometimes you have to understand what it feels like to be hungry in order to be thankful for something to eat. Sometimes you have to understand what it feels like not to have a place to go home to understand the joy of having home and family. We have to learn that God uses those Brussels sprout events of life to teach us. And I have learned so well that I believe God is way more interested in changing me than in changing my circumstances. God's way more interested in my heart and in your heart than he is in the circumstances you happen to be in. And just because we pray, please God, fix this, take care of this, and when he doesn't respond in our minds, maybe it's because he's using that as a teaching moment. Maybe it's because he wants us to take us to a place where we can understand true thankfulness. Paul understood this, reading this scripture very briefly. Philippians 4, verse 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I just want to tell you one story. There's a lot of people that I could talk about that have taught me about thankfulness. And a lot of people I can talk about that have taught me about understanding need and understanding strength in Jesus Christ. But there's one lady I just want to tell you about real briefly. Her name was Effie Braswell. Effie Braswell was a lady who was a part of a church that I was an interim pastor for back in the 90s, in the mid-90s. Effie had a husband. His name was Tom. They were retirement-age people, late 60s, early 70s. They had one son, Jimmy, and he was in his 40s or maybe near 50. They loved each other. Wonderful family. Wonderful Christian family. At the church, every time the church doors cracked open, involved in everything, wonderful, wonderful family. Had it all. And then 1997 came. It was in 1997 that Tom became ill and died suddenly of a heart attack. I went to Effie. This was like in February of 97. I went to Effie and I sat with her and I talked with her and I prayed with her and I said, Effie, are you okay? And she looked at me and she said, it's okay. God's teaching me. Christ gives me strength. As if that wasn't enough, in June of that very same year, Effie's son Jimmy was killed in a head-on automobile accident. The very same year, 3 months later. Again, I went to Effie and I prayed with her and talked with her and I said, Effie, are you going to be okay? And she said the very same words to me. God's teaching me. It's okay. Christ will give me strength. In October of that very same year, Effie found out she had brain cancer. And I went to her again, and I asked the same question. And she gave me the same answer. And I said, Effie, how do you do this? How do you bear up under that burden that you find yourself under in that way? How can you possibly remain so faithful when so much bad has gone on in your life recently? And she looked at me, and I'll never forget it. She got me right in her face with our eyes so she knew I was listening. She said, preacher, one of these days you'll learn this. She says, one of these days you'll learn that sometimes there's just God and his love. That's enough to be thankful for. Ironically, November 23rd, I think it was, of that year, Thanksgiving Day, Effie passed away. Sometimes the Brussels sprouts teach us. Sometimes they take us to a point where we understand that sometimes there's just God and His love. But that doesn't mean we can't be thankful. Sometimes we have to recognize that it's not our circumstances that really matter. It's God that really matters. Because whether we're up here on the mountaintop or down here in the valley, it really doesn't matter. Because the one thing that will always be and the one person that will always be with you is God. It's only God that really matters. And Effie taught me that better than anybody ever could. Sometimes when it comes right down to it, thankfulness isn't about what you have or what you don't have. Thankfulness is about recognizing who's with you. And the God of all creation says, I am with you always and I love you forever. And that's enough to be thankful. Let's have a prayer together. Father, in this time, this wonderful service, thank you. Thank you for the testimony we have heard that touched our hearts. Thank you for the ways that you work in people's lives. Thank you for the ways you change people. Thank you for the ways you lead us on the right path. Thank you, God, for our abundance. Thank you, God, for all that you have blessed us with. And thank you, God, even for the Brussels sprouts. Thank you, God, even for those things that happen in life that are pretty hard to take sometimes. May we recognize your way of bringing us back to you. Your way of teaching us true thankfulness. Bless us, Father. May we this Thanksgiving season simply be thankful for you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.